This program is uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Big shout out to CKUT. I was inspired from last week's show doing a kind of collage, audio collage for MF Doom. And this week is going to be an audio collage of Old Dirty Bastard. So I put together some of my favorite clips on YouTube, some great interviews. Yeah, just put that together with some tracks, going back and forth between the two. Hope you enjoy it. So for all the Old Dirty Bastard fans out there, you're going to recognize a lot of things, and it may give you that itch to go and watch some of those amazing videos. And obviously I couldn't put as much as I wanted to in the show. So many great clips, and not everything can be played in the middle of the day on the radio, but it is what it is. All the Way Live Radio, CKUT, 90.3 FM. Peace.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Has just released his first solo album called Return to the 36 Chambers, the dirty version. So we decided to pay the man a visit to sample his unique worldview. Please remain seated until this piece comes to a halt.
Rap, hip-hop. Rap. One for the trouble, two for the time. You know, it's basic. See, I'll take it to the next level. If it means anything to you, I rap what I sing, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how to sing. You know that I care for you. But I like to sing. I feel like I'll green, man. Check it out. You know how you got bottled up anger? And then sometimes you just go, ooh, baby. Excuse me. Don't worry, man, this juice tastes good, baby.
That's the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and be somebody.
Like, my style is old school. My whole lifestyle was always dirty. And I know that a bastard is one who has no father. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, there ain't no father to my style.
How do you like me now?
Do I let my children listen to my music? Of course I do. See, the worst curse is a lie. If my daughter, she'll fall on the floor, I wouldn't pick her up. I tell her to get up, wipe yourself off. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Because that's teaching her how to be a warrior.
Without a doubt, I've never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't pick up. Yo, by a nigga who couldn't pick up. Yo, by a nigga who couldn't pick up. How to pull a gun trigger. Get out of here!
I got burnt by gonorrhea before. Then I got burnt two times. By gonorrhea. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I came up with the welfare ID, you know, I just want to show people, you know, how to be real with it. I'm on welfare right now, for real. But she put that card in there, we got food stamps. And yo, I'm glad to get the food stamps. Why would you want to get free money?
We have to repair the damaged bond between our people and their government, manifested in the way the welfare system works. We have to end welfare as we know it.
For the people that want to call up the welfare, man,
think that's terrible. You know how hard it is for people to live without nothing? You owe me 40 acres and the mule anyway. For real. I'm in this rap game to get money. You know what I'm saying? I got babies. It's time to take care of my babies. You know, and I feel good to be able to express myself and have my talent, to give my talent to the world, to the universe, so they can accept my talent and love it. Love it. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to never see no talent like this again in your life. You'll love it.
So, is old Dirty Bastard a welfare cheat? We'll leave that question to higher authorities. Suffice it to say that as a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, he shared in profits from the group's million-selling debut album. And Elektra Records says it advanced him $45,000 last year, which, according to New York State welfare authorities, is way more than anyone collecting benefits should be earning. While Congress continues debating welfare reform, we'll keep you posted on this unusual case.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the score. Rain on your college ass, this don't come. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bay. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, and then I dip down. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. House nigga, it's who's getting the feeling and it's laying on. Well, the ghost can be still far, it's a root. Well, the Lord's like, well, if I shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swamp. Rain on your college ass, it's so dumb. But you didn't even touch my steel. You gotta vote the one killer, B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like, bam, jump on stage, and then I bend down.
Live at 34th Street, Penn Station, just coming off the train from the crib. You will never know where I live, though. You will never see where I live. I live pop in the house. Of course, we got Buddha in the house. We got a special guest here tonight.
Hold on, we need the RZA, man. This ain't right without the RZA, though.
No, 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 we're going to meet up with the RZA.
Where the RZA? Right on the side block over here.
All right, so let's walk and talk. And
yeah.
Watch out for the snow. Snow, a little snow on the ground. Little snow flurries. No, this is not the Eyewitness News. It's the box, baby. The box. Yo, if you're ready, I mean really, really ready, then we gonna go a little something. Watch your step, baby. A little something like this. Yo, I'm the U-N-I, the Q-U-E, the G to the O-D. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man called Unique G. Well, my name is known all over the world to the foxy ladies and the pretty girl. I go down in history as the baddest brother that ever could be. Yeah.
though y'all crazy as shit. I mean, y'all get high and y'all get drunk and y'all come miles around to see old Dirty Bastard perform. I like your motherfucking style. Yo, come on. But I like to thank all the DJs across the country for playing my shit. And I also like to thank all you underground motherfuckers for keeping it real. But I want to know who's in the motherfucking house. It's Queens in the house. It's Uptown in the house. Boogie Down Bronx, are you in the house? Yo, are you in the house? Brooklyn Jew in the house. Sally Now, are you in the house? Do the West Coast, are you in the house? Hold on. You didn't know me, couldn't show me how to be a true MC. My advantage on the MIC's my slang that I manifest so you can never hang. Obviously, you know my name by now. I don't throw stupid bodies all through your town.
Dirk McGirt.
That's my goddamn name.
Love the flirt.
That's my game. They said, who wanna be an MC? I'm the original G-O-D, making young lady screams my specialty. See, my style different from yours, make young bitches wanna drop their drawers. Big Rock. Well, over the rainbow, where bluebirds fly, somewhere over the rainbow. Why?
No, I just playing, y'all.
We got the RZA in the house from the Wu. That's enough of this, man. I just go into one of my songs on my album that you're gonna hear. Got tears all in my eyes, right?
Punch call! No, remember when you used to say, who could do this alone?
Bring your motherfucking ass home tonight, motherfucker. I don't got no time for no fucking bitches calling my motherfucking house.
Mariah Carey, you made it cool for rappers to jump on R&B tracks, on pop tracks. You were one of the pioneers of this and allowing them to be themselves. Like, music was trying to figure out how to blend hip-hop with pop and R&B and couldn't do it. And I feel like those Mariah Carey tracks are really important for just the evolution of hip-hop. I feel like you had a vision. Where did that come from? Because it wasn't normal. It wasn't the thing to do at the time.
Well, first of all, thank you. That's a very that's very flattering. I was just trying to express myself. I grew up in New York, here in New York. and remember just, you know, listening to the same records everybody grew up listening to that couldn't help. If you listen to the radio, you heard all these incredible hip-hop records. And I wanted to incorporate those beats into records that I was making because that's what I liked. It was my personal taste. It wasn't like, you know what, I'm gonna try to be cool. And it wasn't like that at all. I mean, when we used the Genius of Love sample for Fantasy, yeah. I was at Rye Playland and I was listening to the radio and they had Upstate New York and they had Genius of Love was on the radio and I was looking out and I was like, you know what, I should use this and resample this. So we did that, and then eventually did the Bad Boy remix, and that's still one of my favorites. But it was a struggle to be able to be allowed to do that. Like, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is such a great idea. Thanks, we're gonna sell lots of records because of this. They were like, what is she doing? They really didn't understand, and it just became a thing. And then even when, you know, I was fortunate enough to have Old Dirty Bastard on the record because I was a huge fan. May he rest in peace. I was a huge fan of 36 Chambers, and I was like, come on. And so I was, like, so excited, just literally like a fan. Like, I can't believe this is happening. But certain people were like, I could do that. What is that? What is he doing? And I'm like, no. Just trust me. It's we're good.
Funny you should mention Fantasy. I want to have a sing-along. You'd like to hear it. Here it go.
Me and Mariah go back like babies with pacifiers. Old dirt dog, no liar. Keep the fantasy hot like fire.
Yeah.
The wig. The wig was his idea.
Yes. First of all, rest in peace to ODB.
Yes.
He would have celebrated a birthday this week. Actually, his birthday is tomorrow, man. So really just thoughts and prayers to his family and his legacy well intact. Mm-hmm. And I remember running out to Macy's trying to get that Hilfiger rugby right when it dropped. It's funny that you mentioned Rye Playland because that's where you shot the video.
We shot the video there, yeah.
Mariah, one thing also that people may not know or may not give you credit for, you direct your videos. If you look at this just photo right there, look at Mariah behind the camera. Directing
the
Fantasy video.
But I did direct that video, and the best part of it was when ODB was there, and he was like, he wanted the wig. He made the stylist take him to the mall and get that wig, and he kind of caused a ruckus in the mall. It was just like, you couldn't write this stuff. Like, it was just like classic.
To run game on a nigga who's buck wild with the trigger. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who's bucks our fuck ass up. Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut. Old Dirty Bastard live and uncut. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. To the young youth, you wanna get gunned? Shoot, blah. How you like me now? Don't fuck the style. Ruthless, wow. Do you wanna get your teeth knocked the fuck out? Wanna get on it like that? Well then shout.
Your RZA, your razor, hit me with the major. The damage, my clan understand it, be flavor. Gunning, coming at ya. First I'm gonna get ya, once I got ya, I got ya. You could never capture the Method Man stature. For rhyming, for rapture, got niggas resigning, now master my staff. Never, I put the fucking buck in the wildcat, I'm terror. Razor sharp, I sever the head from the shoulders. I'm better than my competitor, you mean competitor, whatever. Let's get together.
Shame on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who buck wild with the triple.
He act so thick, I'm fat. And yo, Ray came blowing and blew off your headphones. Black rap from yo, Cali to Texas. Smoother than a Lexus. Now it's my turn to wreck this. Brothers approaching half step, but ain't heard half of it yet. And I bet you're not a fucking vet. So when you see me on the reel, forming like Voltron, remember I got deep like a baby seal.
Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga. Who fuck wild with the trigger. Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga. I'll fuck your ass up. Yo. Oh, loco, style from my vocal. Couldn't be with a pair of bifocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Be on it like a house on fire. Smoke ya, dudes be acting like the gangs anyway. Be like, warriors, come out and play, yeah. Me, I get into shit, I let it like diarrhea. Got burnt once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit stains in my drawers so I can get fits and funk it for ya. Murder, taste the flame of the Wu-Tang. Rah, here comes the Tiger Brush Grave. Ow, be like, wow, with my style. Punk, you play me chump, you get dumb. Woo, it's coming through at a theater near you. And get funk like it's true. But
so, Dirty, the reason that you're here today, we've heard a lot about changes that you've made in your life over the past couple months. Why don't you kind of explain to me what's going on?
I don't know, man. It's just, changes. Well, it's like, you know, I don't know, something about the children, you know? You know, it's just, I can't really explain it, but it's all good, though.
Well, let me start with the kids. How many kids do you have, and what about the most recent child made you kind of stand up and take note?
The kids, how many kids do I have? Well, all the kids in the world is mine, okay? So I can't count how many kids I got. All the children in the universe is mine, everywhere. You know what I mean? The kids love Dirty. You know what I mean? Every time they see Dirty, they smile. You know what I mean? And that's automatically make Dirty smile. You know what I mean? Maybe want to get on my knees and play Lego blocks with them and everything. So it's all good.
Well, let me ask you about this most recent child. I guess the most recent was his son who was born to you? It's your 13th child. And from what I was told, that made you kind of stop and say, take a little stock of where you are in your life and what you need to do for them. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, little Prince Osiris is here. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I just want the right things for them, you know what I mean? Had them, you know, had they head on point, you know what I mean? And just want the best for them, you know what I mean? Just like any parent want for their children.
What's your relationship like with your kids? I know that there are a lot of them, but let's say in a regular basis with most of your kids, are you there as much as you can be? I mean, how does that work?
I'm there as much as I can be, you know what I mean? You know, I see them, I talk to them on the regular. I mean, they're crazy about their dad. There's no doubt about it. And the dad is crazy about them, too. They all look like me. Little badasses.
How do you explain to them, you know, when they call you dad, how do you explain to them who old Dirty Bastard is, who Osiris is? I mean, do you kind of sit with them and explain things?
Nah, I don't explain. They my children, you know what I mean? They know me as dad. You know what I mean? And it's like, old Dirty Bastard, that's like a job, you know what I mean? Cyrus is like a job too, you know? It's like, I don't know. I feel it feels me. So it's all good.
I want to talk about a little bit about this most recent incident, as it were. Mm. You were arrested last week, and there was a charge that you hadn't paid a fair amount of child support. Can you kind of tell me, one, exactly what happened, and two, whether that's true?
Well, one, I was signing autographs, and I got picked up by the cops. I love my I love my wife. Yes, I love her dearly. You know, just of course I pay child support. You know what I mean? I mean, why wouldn't I? You know, I love my children. I mean, I love my children just being there. You know, as a family. You know what I mean? You know, things just got to be, you know, dealt with. You know what I'm saying? You know that I got to deal with. And that's what got to be dealt with. And we'll deal with it. The creator makes sure everything is right.
I mean, the amount that's in question, they're saying about $35,000, which, you know, most people would, I guess, presume that rappers make a lot of money and that $35,000 would not be, you know. But is it necessarily true that you're swimming in money as ODB and you can just pay things off left and right? And two, is that the correct amount of money, and what do you plan on doing about it?
I want to correct all situations, you know what I mean? So, you know, we can keep it moving as love, you know what I mean? Don't want nothing on my shoulder. And, no, Dirty don't have a lot of money, you know what I mean? Dirty is so busy giving out things, you know what I mean? Money really don't really mean nothing to me, but, you know, got to have it for the children, of course. That's why I'm getting this together. You know what I mean? So I ain't got to be hearing this and hearing that and things in that nature, because I know times is hard, and I know you know, we all got problems, but I don't know, man. I just love all, man. You know what I mean? I leave it in the hands of the creator, like I said.
Your wife has said that, you know, she wants to divorce you and kind of move on after this incident. Is that something that you hope you can work out?
Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, being together for so long and, you know, divorce, that's like, you know, something that's like when Moses departed the Red Sea, you know what I mean? But they had to come back together again, you know? And they had to stay back together, you know what I mean? Can't no problems can be so bad that things can't be so good, you know what I mean? I just got to make it better. You know?
How long have you guys been together?
About 13. Yeah. I love the girl, man. I love her to death, too.
You said before that you're trying to get this thing together. You've had problems in the past with alcohol and drugs. At what point did you realize you can't do that anymore?
When I heard really that Otis Redding had got crashed in that sea. That's my main man. Nah, I just bullshit. it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I ain't gonna say that I ain't gonna, and you know, it's just, I learned that's not the move, you know what I mean? That ain't the move, word. It's time to, you know, have a straight point, straight ahead, you know what I mean, when doing things. Word, because it's like, this life is serious, you know what I mean? You ain't here. You don't know which way, which would look but loose, you know? So I know I got to be here. And as far as all that alcohol and drug stuff, I advise y'all not to mess with it. And you hear from Dirty, and take it as is. I ain't saying, I'm just giving advice, that's all. Like I give myself that same advice.
Was there anyone who took you aside at any point and said, Dirty, you gotta straighten out, one for yourself, two for the group, three for your family, or did this just kind of come to you, you know, alone?
Came to me alone, really. I mean, because it's me that make it happen. You know what I mean? I mean, people can give advice, you know all your lives, you know what I mean? But it's really up to you to make things happen, you know, and change. And for those who does do it and don't want to stop, just know how you're doing it. You know what I mean? Don't let things control your mind.
You said that it's not going to be 100%. You can't commit to.
But put it this way, man. I ain't gonna lie, cause I ain't no liar. When I'm on stage, something about that red wine, man. You know, it just bring the brilliance. I ain't been doing it in a while though. That's just bugging me the hell out. You know what I mean? But I ain't the one to lie, man. You know. I mean, we all do our things and everything, you know what I mean? Y'all know me for being raw, so I got to keep it raw. You know, if I'm on stage and it's a good show and it's a lot of people, I might take a sip or two, you know what I mean? That's what brings the energy, you know? But then again, I might not, you know what I mean? I didn't yet, so that's what's something that I feel that I'm going to keep up. Or keep that inside, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm not. Or that's the move. Leave that alcohol alone. That's the move. Or
how long has this been going on? How long have you been sober?
About 2 months now. Yeah.
What's been the effect? I mean, as far as your relationship with your kids and your family, I'm sure that they've noticed a difference in you.
Yeah. It's like it got closer, you know, but, you know, being that I do a lot of, you know, touring and things of that nature, you know, wifey want to be around me, you know what I mean? And I understand that, but, you know, I got a job to do also. And, you know, being that I got a job to do, sometimes that implants, you know, thoughts, you know what I mean? And it's all natural, you know what I mean, for thoughts to be implanted. But, you know, hey, I love you, girl. Keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? And whatever you do, I'm always going to love you regardless. So it's like that.
How's this change going to affect what you're doing musically? I mean, a lot of people, you know, expect a certain thing of ODB at this point. You've been around a couple of years. How's it going to change your focus, and how's it going to change what we're going to hear?
It's going to keep my thoughts together as one. You know what I mean? It's like this. Being sober, it reminds me when I was a kid again. You know what I mean? You know, being able to have a clear mind, that's all. You know what I mean? It's like, to me, I ain't going to, you know, it's like, hold on, that shit's weird, though. Cause I ain't never really did nothing like this before. God is good. God is definitely good. Word. You definitely good, man. You got it going on, baby love.
Talking about being a kid, do you remember your first experience with alcohol? I mean, how old were you and where were you and who introduced you to things?
I don't remember, but it was there. And I drank it. And, you know, hey, at that time, you know, it was there, you know what I mean? But it's not there no more. Or it's not there no more.
Tell me about the next solo album stuff, what you're working on, what it's going to sound like, how the new you is going to be reflected in there.
I want a lot of rock and roll artists on it. I don't know who, how. I like a couple, several. I ain't even going to name no names because I don't want... You know, but I like the rock and roll. My album's gonna be called Dirty's World, I believe. I want a couple of several artists up there. I want Mariah for one. It's my sweetheart. And you know, a couple of artists. Really, basically, I don't know what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here. You know what I mean? Just came to it like a little change, and it's all good, you know? And I just got to keep it up, you know what I mean? I ain't here to throw no punches and nothing like that. Just got to keep it up. That's all. Keep a clear mind and keep it moving. That's basically it. You know what I mean?
How have the guys in the Klan responded to you? I mean, have you gone and spoke to them about, you know, you making some changes in your life? Or
nah, I don't really speak too much nowadays. You know what I'm saying? If I ain't really trying to talk. I want the results. You know what I mean? It's going to show and prove. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, like right now, the Klan, you know, I don't know. We just, look, check it out. Dirty's here to stay. Word, you know, and we're going to make these albums and we're going to get this money. And we're going to take care of these kids and all my children all across the universe. I love y'all. I keep it up, keep it good, keep it in school, keep it high levels. Low levels, keep it inside. And the woman, I love y'all. I got it going on. All my niggas, I love y'all. Y'all keep it moving. And I love you, mama. I love you dearly. You definitely got it going on. All right, definitely. All right. Thanks for bringing me here. All
right. Dirty, let me ask you about a little bit more about Wu-Tang. When the tour was going on with Rage Against the Machine, RZA, when it got called off, RZA was basically saying that he was upset that a lot of the guys in the group didn't make all the dates. And although he didn't mention you by name, it was pretty clear who he was talking about. Has that been sorted out at all?
Yeah. I was going through, me personally, I ain't gonna lie, I was dead. You know, I know that my clan need me. They need me like I need them. You know what I mean? The world need me, period. Or, because I need the world. You know what I mean? And I know that because I got a lot of love for everything. And when you got a lot of love for everything, love is needed. You know, you can kind of like teach a lot of people that, you know, don't see certain things, you know what I mean? You know, instead of bad, it's all good, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. It'll come in time, though. But basically, you know what I mean? Look, I ain't really no talker. I'm just happy to be here, baby. You know what I mean? I ain't really no talker, man. If I talk too much, who knows what's going to happen?
Who tells you that you talk too much?
Well, look, man, it's like this, man. Nobody will tell me nothing. You can feel when you're talking too much. You know what I mean? You know, and it's just... Oh, boy. Please. Number one, all this camera stuff, man. You know, I ain't really used to this stuff. I'm used to it, but then again, I ain't used to it. You know, I'm used to being myself, you know, natural. You know what I mean? Laid back, being all stiff all the damn time. You know? Just ask me some more questions,
man. Is it hard for you to believe? I mean, this was 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Your life was 100% different than it is now. Is it hard for you to believe that you're sitting here talking to MTV? I mean, is it still come over you sometimes that you've come a long way?
Yeah.
What do you feel at those times? I mean,
I feel that it's just like I see things more clearly now. You know, that's the way. I mean, I always saw things in weird ways. But it's more clearer now, you know, it's more tight now, you know? I might don't understand what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about life itself, you know? I ain't trying to make no statements on TV, man. All the children belong to me, man. Some say 13, some say, hey, you know what I mean? All the children belong to me, for real. And there ain't no lie, I love all. You know, sometimes bad things happen, you know, for the bad things, I'm sorry about them, You know, I guess that's what occurs when you, you know, when you lazy, you know. That's why that change occurred and shit.
You know, a lot of people would say you got 13 kids. What about birth control? I mean, are you going to, you know, maybe start using condoms? Or is that not
an issue? I use condoms. Oh, man. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Condoms. I use condoms. Woo, birth control. Birth control. Yes, birth control. Birth control. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, birth control. Introducing birth control. Look, birth control. Birth control. Birth control. Man, I was just speaking about birth control. Look, I love you all. Birth control. I love you all. And birth control is good. And if you don't want to have no babies like that, and you don't want to run into the problems, boy, woo. I mean, babies all over the universe. Well, boy, if you don't want to run into no problems, man, you better listen to that TV, baby. That's real. Whoa, boy, you better listen.
So you're going to start taking some of that advice on yourself and basically...
Well, of course. Man, of course. I was just thinking, man, I'll be having nightmares and everything. They're coming to get me. And, you know, just avoid all future stuff, you know what I mean? I just want to let y'all know, like I said before, I love y'all, man. I'm turning against me, all right? For real. Because you got the only ones I got. I don't got nobody else, too much of anybody. You know, a lot of people care, but, you know, I mean, we all we got, for real. You know what I mean? All right.
You've got a lot of people. I mean, I've seen you at shows. I've seen you at shows that weren't your own, where you come in, and basically hip-hop fans give you more love, I would say, than most other artists, because they feel like they know you, they feel like they can, you know, relate to you in some ways. Do you feel like you've got any sort of burden towards them, like fulfilling their expectations of how you're going to change and how you're going to, you know, your new life is going to go on? You feel like you want to talk to them at all about those things?
Yeah, it's like this. I see it like this. It's a new world order, you know what I mean? And one must adapt to that, you know? Or the penalty is the penalty, for real. You know what I mean? I'm trying my best to adapt to all things. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing like, it's new. And I advise that for anybody, you know? Control your emotions, you know? Cause a lot of off balance. Things, you know, supposed to be always balanced so it can spin, you know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I just send that, man. All right. If anybody ever need my thoughts, I know how to catch me. What's my 1-900 line? Next time when I come on, y'all see my 900 line. Just go look in the Wu-Tang album cover. You see my 1-900 line. Call me up. I change the message, too. You know what I'm saying? So we can conversate more, you know? To the children, I love y'all, all right? Keep your head up.
Tell me a little bit more about Mariah, your relationship with her. I've heard that that's kind of grown a little bit over the last couple of years.
It's my heartbeat, my sugar plum. One of the sweetest women I met. I mean, I met a lot of sweet women, but my mama's the sweetest woman I ever met. And my grandmama, too, and a couple other women, too. But Mariah got a special, genuine, she ain't got to say nothing, love. You know what I mean? She got like a glow, a weird glow. I can't really explain it, you know? She's just straight up beautiful. I mean, it's shown and proved by all the other, I mean, fans she got, you know what I mean? See, me, I'm a big fan of Mariah. or doing something with her. I always wanted to do something back up was when I was young. I love Mariah. I mean, not young, but you know what I mean, before I was out. She's just beautiful, you know? She keeps it real. She does what she feel in heart. And like you see people, when they do what they feel in heart, you got good and bad at the situation. It means like everything that she do is good. So I know she a naturally good woman.
And you know that if you wanted to do something with her, she'd be there for you. If you wanted to give her a call, she's always there for you.
I hope so. Well, I believe so. I believe so. Yes, of course.
We've talked a little bit about your image, the one that has gone out about ODB over the past 4 or 5 years, and it's a certain image that people have gotten used to. Do you have any desire to change that image as a result of your own life changes, or you think that you're comfortable with the way that is?
You love dirty as dirty. Dirty as dirt dog. How you see him is how you gonna get him. This is dirty, baby. Shoot, shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Brooklyn Zoo. The stomp. Approach of school, 9:30 or late. Everybody go dirt, dog, all that. That's me. Straight up. I can't change that. That's me. Once started from that future, you know what I mean? Other than the bad parts, there wasn't really no bad parts though. Other than people, you know, me tearing down the clubs and stuff. I ain't gonna tear down no more clubs, all right? I'm gonna leave you bouncers alone, because, you know, I love y'all anyway. I'm gonna be dirty. Whatever.
Tell me what, like, an average day is like now as it was earlier this year, something like that. Tell me what you do during an average day.
I try to take care of my business now. You know, I ain't no more sleepyhead. It's all good.
I mean, like, what time you get... I'm talking specific, because you know people kind of want to know what your life is like. What time you get up, things like that.
My life is your life. You know, I get up, I use the toilet bowl. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. I love women. I love seeing people. I love seeing people happy. I don't really know, man. I'm me. You know what I mean? I don't predict things. It comes natural. I get up and I'm happy. See? I'm happy, right? And that's about it. I can't really tell you how dirt dog it is. It's too exquisite. There's nothing that you can just pinpoint. You know what I mean? It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? So that's all basically it. And the dirt in the air that you breathe.
How far along are the plans for your next solo album? As far as is somebody on the project as a producer? Is RZA going to produce it? Have you started writing things?
Yeah, RZA, Dirt Dog. We try to get Dr. Dre. It's my man. You got it going on, done for real. Words bar. You and RZA to me. Oh, Puffy, you ill too. All right. I'm gonna give you a props too, Puff. You got it going on. All right. At first, man. But now, man, you got it going on, man. I got to give you all your props, man. You got to stand it, baby. Keep it up. Whoever it is that got banging tracks, you know what I mean? That ain't all looking pretty in the videos. Ain't all, you know what I mean? Because it's like everybody looking all pretty in the videos nowadays. You know what I mean? Dirty's going to bring back that light that you've been missing. Straight up, that you know, the real stuff that when you get up in the morning, that's how it is. Sometimes you wash up, sometimes you don't. You know what I mean? You go outside, you know, there's nothing planned what Dirty's gonna do. Dirty's gonna do, you know, the regular thing. Straight up, man. I mean, I'm gonna have a lot of producers. I ain't trying to pick no. Whoever got the bang in his tracks, that's who I'm using. All right.
When do you think this is going to be out?
I'm trying to have it out by spring.
And are you writing lyrics right now, or are you just going to wait till everything comes together?
I'm planning on taking me a little day, you know what I mean? Like now, getting off, and just go and sit down and just vibe for about a month and just write. Because I got a lot of chambers for y'all.
y'all don't know nothing yet. Y'all think all this music I hear now is it? Nigga, watch when you hear mine. For real, y'all gonna like my album. I know y'all is, cause it's gonna bring you, it's gonna attract the grandmothers, the great grandmothers, the babies in the stomachs gonna be kicking. You know what I mean? Hey, we might get a couple of UFO sightings here. You know what I mean? You never know, right in New York. You never know, messing around with my new album. Y'all, Dirty ain't cursing or nothing. So y'all see it's good, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. I'm, you know, but, you're gonna see. I ain't bragging or nothing. You'll see. All right. For those who like it, love it. For those who don't, love it. All right?
As far as the album and projecting into your future, with the kids you've got to support, with the life you want to lead, you obviously want this album to have a certain level of success. So mm-hmm. beyond the recording, is there any other plans as far as the publicity, how you're going to kind of create a buzz around this album?
I want to get to all little Western country, jazz, rock and roll, heavy metal. My brother, he got a band out called Funk Face. So we'll be teaming up real soon anyway. He's strictly like heavy metal, rock and roll. You know what I mean? I want to catch everybody. I already got all the hip hop fans. Hip hop belongs to me. You know what I mean? And there ain't no lie. Cause I let it all out. You know what I mean? So now it's time to go into rock and roll. It's time to go into, you know, whatever it is to go into. You know what I mean? One thing about Dirty's world, Dirty can go into any chamber of 36 chambers, you know, and all will love it because I'm gonna touch everybody. I wanna touch everybody. And that's basically it. That's basically it.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions about some other things that we're working on. I know that you did a remix with a group called Texas recently, is that right?
Me?
Yeah, supposedly.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Got me?
Nope. All right. Let me ask you about, we're doing a, Thanksgiving's coming up, and we're doing a Beavis and Butthead Thanksgiving special. just curious what Thanksgiving means to you.
Thanks for giving.
How do you celebrate the holiday? With your family, at home, I mean?
Well, me and Rizza, when we was young, we used to just go to everybody's house and eat. You know, we travel from this house to, we eat at this house, eat and leave, then we go to this house, we go to this house, we go to this house. You know, Thanksgiving is a food day, man. You know what I mean? You eat a lot of food and everybody happy. They cooking together, it's all good. It's like one of them Christmas days. You know what I mean? Look, man, before I used to be all into, all personal about things, man, yo, man, ain't nothing like life, straight up. You know what I mean? Being here, just enjoying it. You know what I mean? People be so biased about how people living, what people doing. Who cares what people doing? People don't understand what love is. You know what I mean? I ain't being funny or nothing. But to me, love is you know, all right. You got lesbians. You got faggots, whatever. You got me and a woman. You got whatever. To me, love is all of that. You know what I mean? And people got to start learning how to respect people as they is. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see things, man. I mean, I ain't, you know, into all that. But, yo, what? That's there. Fuck you gonna do about, excuse me, my language. What the hell you gonna do about, you can't change that. Law of God made that. You know what I mean? So, you know, love is universal, man. You can't stop nothing. You know what I mean? Y'all do what y'all do. You know what I mean? That's all I say. Enjoy your lives, man. Word is bond. Enjoy your lives. And you know what I mean? I love all. You know what I mean? To me,
I'm a dirty white boy. You cut my skin, boy, the first thing you see is white meat. You see blood, so it's all good.
All right, we're good. Yeah.
Okay. You done?
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
Who else you gonna go with?
Bust it though, baby. Bust it. Who else you gonna
do? It's dedicated to all you bitches. Knew this bitch named Trash. She had a hella fine ass. Can't ask. Threw my hope in the past. Nigarette gave me gonorrhea. Pussy dick to the tippy toe like ballerina. Boy, you should have seen her. She had a baby face cream of Farina. Called her Talking Tina. I put my dick in a room. She blew my head like a balloon. I had her walking on the moon.
Yo, I seen you at the five and dime, wasting your time. Oh, you shine. I'm looking at your ass from behind. You walk by smelling like watermelon. You might make me a felon. My eyeballs swelling. My nuts start yelling. Excuse my prick. Wanna have a talk with you. I'm sick. My medicine is can I walk with you. Fair disease. After that, we could cheat. Laid on the bed, handcuffed with hard meat. Lost, don't smack it. Smack it and broke. Nothing can't stop my continuous poke. Compound. Porno flick music, daddy came with it when I wrote it.
Dirt dog be bouncing on bitches like frog. I pollute the air up like small bitch. I'm up in my jacuzzi, peeping this smoothie. My bitches are floozy, dirt dog ain't choosy. Pussy move me, pretty black dick up in the booty. I like it muddy and swampy. By now you find your ass up shitty creaky. Don't got no fucking room, me and my mama and my TV. Blackberry squeeze. Bitch, you a tease. Titties small, I got used to the squeeze. Fuck that shit, I'm through with this bitch. Oh, hen, please, can't get a bank of these welfare cheese. Now I can blow 50 G's overseas. I'm doing the breeze in my A50.
Suicidal, she been in more hotels than rivals. I got a worshiping bitch, well, than the type to make vital. Strong on how the bitch maneuver the tongue. From the top of his deck to the bottom of his ass split. I told the car the jet break, this wicked bitch was a harlot. But had no trap up inside the Charlotte Web. Two other twosy fuck one moving and loosely. Cigarette pussy stay wet and juicy like lemons. Big ass and tight denim. Had the most faithful niggas sinning against the women and enjoy to watch relationships get destroyed. This unemployed welfare bitch was non-void and shameless. Her attitude was blameless. Even though she had 100 dicks on her nameless. Her obsession caused niggas to get the ass cheek injection. The bitch lied, said she had urinary tract infection. I tried to warn him and bomb him, but she conned him. Caused the nigga the fuck a raw dog without no condom.
You people are all trying to achieve the impossible.
And the Grammy goes to
Brooklyn.
Sean Colvin and John Linventhal, songwriters for Sunny King.
Please calm down. The music and everything. I went and bought me an outfit today that costed a lot of money today. You know what I mean? Because I figured that Wu-Tang was going to win. I don't know how y'all see it, but when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children. You know what I mean? Puffy is good, but Wu-Tang is the best. Okay? I want y'all to know that this is ODB and I love you all. Peace.
Thank you, Mr. Budget. Is this us?
Yeah.
I'm confused now.
Wow. Great. I'd like to thank the gentleman from Wu-Tang for that clarification. Thank you very much. And peace to you as well.
So the man of the hour is Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang Clan. If you watched the Grammys last night, he just stormed up right on stage.
He just bogarted that mic.
He just took the mic away from Sean Colvin. Nobody tells him what to do. And he just bought new clothes and everything.
Well, he explained that.
Here, Old Dirty Bastard, how are you, man?
Howard Stern, how are you?
What's happening, man?
I just want to let you know, out of anybody in the world, You are very, 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 very unique.
Real, thank you.
I love your show. That's
yeah. I like that you find me unique, and I was thinking just the same thing about you. You look exhausted, like last night was completely out of control, was
it? Did you get any sleep at all?
I got a little rest, but it's fine, and it's beautiful, it's dirty. And that's the way it is.
Let me go through it with you, if you don't mind. Mr. Bastard. May I call you Mr. Bastard?
Please.
It's very funny to me. Yeah, I like that.
Did the New York Times write Mr. Bastard?
Well, 1010 Winds was calling him Mr. Bastard.
Well, the New York Times is famous for that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, yes.
What age did you become Old Dirty Bastard?
Or was that your name at birth?
No, his name at birth is Russell Jones.
Okay.
Yes, Russell Jones.
Is Russell Jones dead?
No. Russell Jones is here.
Yeah, he's in the house?
Yes, definitely in the house.
All right.
Live and well.
So Wu-Tang Clan has been together how many years?
We've been together all our lives.
All your lives. So you went to the Grammys because you were nominated, but you were nominated for what? For the non-televised awards. You know that they have a whole bunch of awards that never get
sure.
on TV?
Tons of awards. Most of the awards are not given out on television.
So you bought a whole bunch of new clothes and everything.
Yes.
And you went to the non-televised awards, and you lost.
Yes, yes.
So who? Puff Daddy?
Yes.
What was your category?
Best